You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert, episode 14. With this episode, you will learn about the three main nap transitions, when to expect them, and what signs to be aware of with each that indicate your child is ready to drop it. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler, and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. In the last episode of the podcast, episode 13, you learned about 8 different areas to consider prior to jumping to the conclusion that your child is ready to drop a nap. This episode is a continuation of that topic. Since we have discussed how to avoid dropping naps too early, it is now time to discuss when you should actually drop one. As discussed in the last episode, this is an area where many people pull the trigger too early, including both individuals and schools and daycares. Because this episode is about specific nap transitions with which your child will need assistance to get through, we are not going to be covering naps for the first 6 months of life in this episode. Note that anytime I am talking about the age of a child, I am referring to their adjusted age if they are under 2 years old. If you have an infant who is 6 months or younger, make sure to tune in to the next episode of the podcast where I plan to discuss the overall evolution of naps and the typical schedule based on age, which will include those first 6 months. But until then, snag a copy of my free resource, Newborn Sleep 101, What is Normal, at afterthestorksleep.com/newborn sleep. However, don't let this fact deter you from listening to this episode. I would encourage you to stay with us as you will benefit greatly from this episode because you will learn information that will allow you to be proactive with your child's sleep as they go through these different nap transitions in the future. Education is power. Now on to the topic. To help you make the best decision for your child, I will be discussing the 3 major nap transitions. And with each transition, you will learn which nap to drop, the typical age range for dropping that nap, and how to know whether or not your child is ready to make one of these transitions. Now, keep in mind that you want to rule out the other areas that I discussed that could be throwing off sleep, those areas I discussed in episode 13. You also want to make sure your child has a strong sleep foundation by evaluating Ezra Plus, those 5 different areas that contribute to sleep as discussed in episode 3. Around 5 to 6 months of age, your child will begin to benefit from a schedule where the time on the clock is more important than the wake windows. That schedule typically consists of 2 long naps with 1 cat nap to bridge the gap between the PM nap and bedtime. Somewhere between 6 and 9 months of age, your child will go through their first major nap transition, the 3 to 2 nap. With this transition, your child will drop the cat nap and will need to keep the first 2 naps of the day. This is often the easiest transition of the 3. So how will you know if your baby is ready to drop that cat nap? If your baby is either having a difficult time falling asleep during the cat nap and just hanging out in the crib, having a difficult time falling asleep at bedtime, waking in the middle of the night for an extended period of time, and/or rising early in the morning for 1 to 2 weeks straight or a majority of the time over a few weeks, then you can draw the conclusion that your child is ready to drop that cat nap. Now, as I mentioned before, this is if your child has a strong sleep foundation and you've got the components of Ezra Plus in place. and that there's nothing else that is throwing off sleep, as mentioned in episode 13, when I talked about those 8 areas. After this transition, things are good for a while, and then bam, your child is ready to drop from 2 naps to 1 nap. This transition typically happens between 15 and 18 months of age, with some outliers. During this transition, a child will drop the AM nap and will need to keep the PM nap. This specific nap transition is one with which I experience families struggling with the most due to either prematurely dropping a nap without considering the areas discussed in episode 13, not having the components of Ezra Plus, not understanding which nap to drop, and or not understanding how to adjust once the nap is gone. Daycare is also another common culprit for this transition struggle. Unfortunately, our daycare systems, here in the US at least, often offer only 1 nap once a child has transitioned into the 12-month classroom, forcing a child into a schedule for which they are not yet developmentally ready. Now, this is not every daycare, but this is something I commonly see. The key takeaway here is to do your best to hold on to both naps until at least 15 months of age if you can. With my Naps, When and How to Drop Them Stork Masterclass, you can get tips on how to help keep the AM nap longer and how to go about dropping it once the time comes. I'll include the link in the show notes. Now, how will you know if your toddler is ready to drop that AM nap? If your toddler is either having a difficult time falling asleep during the AM nap and just hanging out in the crib, sleeping really well for that AM nap but taking a short PM nap or no PM nap at all, having a difficult time falling asleep during the PM nap and just hanging out in the crib, having a difficult time falling asleep at bedtime, waking for an extended period of time in the middle of the night, and or rising early in the morning for 1 to 2 weeks straight or a majority of the time over a few weeks. Now remember, make sure your child is truly ready to drop a nap by ruling out the other areas that could be throwing off sleep and double checking that Ezra Plus, all of those components, are in place. After the 2-to-1 nap transition, that leaves room for only one more, the 1-to-no nap transition. This is also a transition that often happens too early. The 1-to-no nap generally should happen around 3 to 4 years of age. How will you know if your preschooler is ready to drop that nap? If your preschooler is either having a difficult time falling asleep during the nap and just hanging out in the crib, having a difficult time falling asleep at bedtime, waking for an extended period of time in the middle of the night, and or rising early in the morning for 1 to 2 weeks straight or a majority of the time over a few weeks. Of course, I'm sure you know by now, as long as your child has a strong sleep foundation with all 5 components of Ezra Plus in place, and that there's nothing else throwing off sleep as mentioned in episode 13. Now with this transition, something to keep in mind, regardless if the nap is completely gone or occasionally needed, I highly suggest that you keep an hour for quiet time that starts at the same time the nap time did and in the same space that nap time was. Now for a quick recap, the 3 main transitions that occur for children when it comes to naps is the 3-to-2 nap transition, where we drop the cat nap, which happens somewhere between 6 to 9 months of age. The 2-to-1 nap transition, where we drop the AM nap and keep the PM nap, which happens somewhere between 15 to 18 months of age. And the 1-to-no nap transition, which happens somewhere between 3 to 4 years of age. To learn more about the steps to consider prior to dropping a nap, to make sure that you're not dropping them too early, and how to go about dropping each one, check out my masterclass, Naps, When and How to Drop Them. Again, that link is included in the show notes. And as always, your child is worth it, your family is worth it, and you are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of those things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little one's sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.